Thanks again for joining us for the Word for Life Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, and with me in the studio is Pastor Daniel Arnold. And Pastor Arnold, we didn't introduce you that way last time, but you are a church planter in Germany, and so you are definitely doing the work of a pastor, and we're thrilled to have you with us, just kind of sharing your personal testimony. Daniel, last time we were talking, we were mentioning about your parents and your wife's parents learning about the interest in Germany. And during the break, you were telling me that they are really the heroes. Tell me what you mean there.
So my parents and Jen's parents both saw this as God's leading, that this was what the Lord would have, and that they couldn't hold these children for themselves, and that this we were for the Lord. You know, I think even they couldn't understand long-term what the sacrifice would be, if you can call it sacrifice in one sense. People often look at the missionaries as the ones that are really giving something for the Lord. But those grandparents, the parents of my parents and the grandparents of our children,
right,
are really, yeah, they really miss those grandkids. And they think of them when the birthdays come and Christmas. I hear it in their voice. I hear my mom's voice when I'm on the phone, and when she's crying,
and you can hear her voice,
right?
Oh yeah.
But I know if I said, "Okay, Mom, I'll come home because you miss us so bad," she would not be happy.
No.
She knows this is where we're supposed to be, and she's thrilled that we're there. But it is a sacrifice, and so I think that's why I think they're the real heroes.
They're the real heroes.
Yeah.
You know, John said in 3 John, "I have no greater joy than to know that my children walk in truth." Mm. And as parents of missionaries in Brazil, our grandchildren are in Brazil, and I will remember the rest of my life standing there in the airport and watching them get on the plane with our little 18-month-old granddaughter and watching them fly away, and we stood there and bawled. And as you can see, it's kind of bothering me today. They've been there 17 years, and they're finishing up their third church plant. Our grandchildren have grown up on the mission field. Oldest granddaughter is now a sophomore at Bob Jones University, did her last 2 years of high school online, and so came in as a sophomore. Mm-hmm. What a joy to watch your grandchildren walk in truth. Mm-hmm. But it is tough, you know. Now, thank God for Skype. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah,
but yet to be able to say, these are your kids, God. And in essence, we don't baptize babies, but we dedicate babies. And technically what we're doing there, Daniel, is we're giving God title deed back to the children that God has given to us. And basically saying, Lord, whatever you have in mind with these children, they're yours. They belong to you. And what a joy it is then when you look at a baby dedication, you realize, wow, 20, 22, 24 years from now, we may be saying goodbye because we gave them to God, and God says they're like arrows. Arrows don't stay in the quiver. Mm-hmm. They're designed to be shot far away from the man that has the bow, you know, and that's God's design.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so as we consider that, of course, you now have 4 children, and that has to be a part of your mindset too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you felt the Lord leading you, and it was solidified on your summer visit in Germany while you were in college and various mission trips. So how long did it take you to raise support to be able to go?
We traveled for 4 years to about 100 and I believe about 120 churches to raise our support.
Mm-hmm. Ever wonder about your call during those 4 years?
It certainly crossed my mind. Is this really God's will? And yeah, and the days when long travel days when just wasn't going well with 2 little ones in the car.
You had children in the car, and they're crying, and they're tired, and you're saying, "Now we're going to be meeting a pastor and his wife, so act right." And they're
exactly
So dead tired they don't even know what act right means, you know.
Yeah, you're traveling, you're putting your blood and sweat into this preparation for a field that you really don't know yet,
right?
And you don't know what the Lord has in store. We knew long-term where we were going to start out for learning the language and all, but there were just so many unknowns.
Sure.
And yet we knew by faith this was how the Lord had led.
Right.
And he was going to open those doors in his timing.
So what you're telling me is when you answer the call of God, he doesn't give you a four-year map.
No.
He gives you a map for today.
Exactly. Right.
That's called the walk of faith, isn't it?
That's right. For sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And really during the deputation, that's a part of the process, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think looking back, deputation, one of the preparations was for us personally. It had to season us and prepare us for those first years when you're really uprooting from your home country and being planted in a new country.
Sure.
So that seasoning was important, learning patience, endurance. But it was also we were gaining a whole prayer support base.
Exactly.
We have literally, over 1,000 email addresses, people that receive our prayer letter. And
sure.
Many of those I know open those and read them and pray for us.
Right.
And that prayer base is very important.
And so many times people think deputation, it's raising money, but it's raising prayer support. And prayer support will bring in the money, in God's timing.
Yep, yep.
Now, when you went to Germany, you began to work with another pastor that was already there with the church?
Correct. We started in Nuremberg, Germany, and worked with a veteran missionary that had been there 25 years,
okay.
Jeff Brown. And while we were learning the language, he mentored me.
Okay.
And taught me what church planting looked like in a German context, which has some nuances, some differences.
Yeah.
And those were it was a gold mine of knowledge and experience that saved me a bag of hurt in those early years of ministry.
Yeah. Because he was able to say, now, you may do this in America, but you don't do this in Germany. And you definitely want to do this. And just being able to share his 25 years experience. But of course, you had to have a teachable spirit, didn't you?
Yes. And it was not easy. There were times when the Lord really humbled me. I would just be really, agitated, maybe because we were in culture shock and I was just trying to figure things out. And the Lord just really had to humble me. And my mentor, Jeff Brown, was very patient and very kind.
Uh-huh.
And showed me a lot of respect, even though I didn't deserve it. I was just a young guy.
Yeah.
But he would ask me and include me in a lot of decisions. And,
okay.
And that was hugely helpful and encouraging and preparing me for now being a pastor of my own church.
And, that's true in America as well as Germany. We older folks need to kind of take folks under our arms, under our wings, so to speak, and encourage them, give them some insights that we have learned down through the years. And hopefully they have a teachable spirit and humble themselves. Because, Daniel, God may be sending other people to Germany, and you can take them under your wings. So it's just kind of a 2 Timothy 2:2 principle, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's one of my prayer requests, is that the Lord would call other missionaries into the harvest field from here in the States, and that I would have that chance to spend many, many hours with them, to mentor them.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. We have 3 generations of church plants in our area. I'm the 3rd generation, the church plant that we just started. And the distance between the church starting, the mother church starting, and then the daughter church starting is getting shorter and shorter. It's getting quicker and quicker. And I'm thinking, it could be just in a couple years here that I could mentor someone and send them out from our young church plant.
Wow, what a joy that would be.
That would be that's my goal and my prayer request.
So when you're back in the States, are you kind of praying and looking for maybe people that you might ask to pray about maybe joining you?
Absolutely. Yeah. I put the word out in churches where I am and put the word out right now that if anyone the Lord was working in their hearts to go into church planning.
Sure.
To really pray about it and consider it's an amazing calling, and you look at it as sacrifice, but I don't see it as sacrifice. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else on the planet doing anything else. The Lord has planted us there and we absolutely love it.
It's kind of like Paul and Timothy, Paul was on a missionary journey. He comes back. He tells the church what's happening. And Timothy was recommended to him, like, you may want to spend some time with this young man. And Timothy, of course, became such a tremendous assistant and blessing. And then went on his own and began to pastor churches on his own. So that's the process, isn't it?
Yes, right.
So as you consider growth, now, is it your plan to turn your church over to a German national? Is that the way it works?
That's our goal.
Mm-hmm.
In Bavaria, there's about 13 independent Baptist churches that we have close fellowship with. And of those churches, four of those have been planted in the last 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
So we're seeing a mini church plant movement going on.
Yeah.
And our goal is to plant the church, get it indigenized,
right,
independent,
right,
self-sustaining with its pastor that they're paying for themselves.
Uh-huh.
And then moving on and planting another one, and really giving them the DNA of a Baptist church.
Right.
And to work myself out of a job.
Exactly. That's what my son in Brazil is doing. He just turned it over to a Brazilian national pastor and worked himself out of a job. Now, is there a Bible college or seminary or anything from which you can find some guys to bring in and train?
Not anything like we have here in the States. There's one small Bible college, very small, that has some men coming out of it. As a result, we have in our fellowship of churches,
yeah,
we have theological training center, and we are training then men and women, but men for leadership in churches.
Gotcha.
To preach,
yeah,
and
yeah,
teach.
Well, that would accomplish the same thing then.
Yes, it's on the local level. That's not just for our church, but it's actually churches, brethren churches in the area too. Some of them come to it. My goal is to not just have an independent church, but to equip men and women in mm-hmm. the whole area where we are in Eckenthal to be able to clearly and soundly preach the scriptures.
Okay. Tell me about your family's ministry in the church. How do you involve them?
Well, my wife is very involved with children's ministry
mm-hmm.
and is leading that. Our other children, some of them are smaller,
yeah,
4 and almost 2 years old.
Right.
And our daughter Lucy is growing into helping my wife with the children's ministry. Good, good. Yeah. Our son was baptized and joined the church last year, and
mm-hmm.
our 11-year-old, and he is actually helping with the sound ministry. And
oh, super.
Turning on the speakers and yeah, getting that all ready, and he loves doing that, and he really, really loves it when he's on to do the sound for that Sunday. Yeah.
When I was planning a church, as soon as my boys had 3 sons, as soon as they were old enough to be potty trained, I took them out on visitation, and so I wanted them to be a part of the ministry, and they all 3 are in ministry today. Have any last thoughts as we have about 45 seconds left here?
All I can say is missions is 20 times better than I ever thought it could have been. To serve the Lord on the mission field, it's a joy, it's a privilege, it's an adventure. If you're looking for real adventure,
mm-hmm.
There's nothing better than following the Lord's leading and going in His will. And there's times when I just think, wow, this is amazing.
Uh-huh.
And I just look up to heaven and I say, Lord, you're amazing.
Yeah.
And I get to do this. I just love the life the Lord's given us. And it's not a sacrifice.
Right.
It's a privilege. It's a no-brainer.
Right.
To give one's heart to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm willing to go to a foreign field. And He provides not just the joy of that, but He also provides when we lose father and mother and wife and children, said Christ,
yeah,
we receive 100-fold in this life. And we have experienced that in Germany. We have a real family there that we absolutely love. And the Lord just fills our hearts with joy in serving Him there.
Well, folks, you've heard it. Now let's go live it. God bless you.